WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Britain's ambassador to the U.S. steps down after his criticism of the Trump administration leaked out, prompting the president to call him a very stupid guy. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, 3 days after confidential memos were published in which the ambassador called the Trump administration inept and clumsy, Kim Darroch saying it's no longer possible to carry out his role as he would like.
Mr. Speaker, this morning I have spoken to Sir Kim Darroch.
In Parliament here, Prime Minister Theresa May defending the diplomat.
I have told him that it is a matter of great regret that he has felt it necessary to leave his position as ambassador in Washington.
May condemning the leak of the messages, saying governments rely on diplomats speaking candidly. Dave?
Now, Simon, a federal judge has ruled against President Trump's attempt to change legal teams as he keeps trying to get the citizenship question on the 2020 census. The judge wrote,
defendants provide no reasons, let alone satisfactory reasons, for the substitution of counsel, adding, defendants' mere expectation that withdrawal of current counsel will not cause any disruption is not good enough.
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney. A crowd is building in New York City to celebrate Team USA's win at the Women's Soccer World Cup.
This is what it would look like if the 4th of July got a do-over a week later. There's a lot of red, white, and blue. There's American flags. Many people are dressed in jerseys of their favorite women's team players. Now, some tell me they took the day off work just to be here. And others, well, the ticker tape of old has been replaced by shredded recycled paper and confetti. That's expected to be covering the street and sidewalks later this hour. In the Canyon of Heroes in Lower Manhattan, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The head of the Fed will head to Capitol Hill next hour to testify about the economy. Investors will listen for clues of an interest rate is coming, as many expect. We just got Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell's opening statement in advance. He will say there's greater uncertainty now because of ongoing trade disputes. This is Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Well, the same day, Tom Steyer joined the Democratic race for president.
If this is a banana republic with a few very, very rich people and everybody else living in misery, that's a failure.
A new poll came out that shows Joe Biden still the front runner. The Emerson survey has Biden at 30%. Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they each have half that amount of support at 15% each. Then Pete Buttigieg, far back of them, he has 5%. Now, Biden is going to go to Capitol Hill today.
The former vice president is meeting with the campaign wing of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus 2 weeks after the first Democratic presidential debate. During that event, Biden raised his hand when asked whether he supports health care for illegal immigrants. Later, he backtracked during an interview on CNN.
Building more clinics around the country, not just for undocumented, for other people, when they're ill, when they're sick.
Caucus Chair Joaquin Castro, who recently visited migrant detention centers along the southern border, has described conditions as overcrowded and unsanitary. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Castro's identical twin brother, Julian, is one of the many Democrats also in the presidential race, but he has less than 1% in the new Emerson poll. In baseball's All-Star game, the American League won again for the 7th straight year, beating the National League 4-3 in Cleveland. Indians pitcher Shane Bieber struck out the side, all 3 batters he faced in the 5th inning, and he was named the game's MVP.
I didn't really know what to think. Kind of lost all feeling in my body. But it's an incredible feeling now.
Baseball season resumes with 1 game Thursday night. The rest of the teams will be back on the field on Friday. On Wall Street, earlier stock futures were lower, but now they've moved higher ahead of the opening bell later this hour after Fed Chair Jay Powell had said that there is greater uncertainty in the economy, hinting at a possible interest rate cut. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign City Council members narrowly passed a resolution to rezone two adjacent single-family units located at 609 and 611 South State Street. The council voted in favor of rezoning the lots as mixed residential. One has been vacant since December 2016. The second day of sentencing deliberations for convicted killer Brant Christensen became emotional as jurors heard the tearful testimony from victim Ying-Ying Zhang's parents. Prosecutors played tapes where Christensen talked about recordings his girlfriend Tara Bullis made of him bragging about killing Zhang. Danville Mayor Ricky Williams posted on social media that nonviolence icon Nate Bobo Smalls has died. He was one of the members of the Three Kings of Peace. Williams' post about Smalls' death on Facebook stated he was a coach who helped keep the kids' summer basketball league running. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Looking for a modern upscale dinner spot tonight or this weekend? Make it Miga in downtown Champaign. Your celebration and date night destination. With their award-winning chef, Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign does the trick every time. Food and drinks you won't find anywhere outside of Chicago. Miga on North Neal in downtown Champaign.
93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny today, and there's a heat advisory from 11 to 5, and that means triple digits on the heat index. Stay hydrated. Go inside in the air conditioning and take some breaks. The cooling centers are always open when that happens, and public health has a lean towards offering games and things for young kids to do. We've got a high 93 expected. 67 are low into the evening tonight with a 50% chance of showers. High 81, low 61 for tomorrow. Sunshine as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 85. Over the weekend, mostly sunny conditions with a high around 91. 77 now on ESPN 93.5.
And we're going to get Troy Daniels on the phone later this hour. He's retiring as assistant deputy chief.
Yes.
At Champaign Police. And reception today, I think 12:30 to 3 at the police station.
That's right.
And it's cake and everybody's welcome. And Troy's had a great career.
Been there since 94.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Known him a long time. He's actually in Janet's graduating class of Centennial.
Okay, very good.
So I've been at a few reunions where Troy Daniels was there. He's a good man, great, great police officer, has served and protected, and a well-deserved retirement. I just don't know what he's going to do for the next 50 years.
That's right.
Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. I got my guy, Christian Wallace. I texted him on a Sunday. I said, okay, it's hot. I got little Lovey, our doggy, in the car. I can't leave it, but I want to go into church. We're in Willie, Iowa. And he says, well, your key fob has a secret key. So I could go in for a few minutes while leaving the car running and the door locked and the air conditioning humming. It worked beautifully. That's the service you get at Honda BMW. Sunday. That's what he was there. That's why they're an award-winning dealer. If you're looking for somebody to trust, somebody who'll get it right the first time in service, somebody who'll stand behind their vehicles, Honda and BMW, what? You kidding? Crazy. They're so good at what they do. DriveChampaign.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattron. It's DriveChampaign.com. Honda BMW off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Well, our friend across the pond is Simon Owen. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Stevie. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
One of the best reporters on the globe from London this morning with Fox News Radio. I'm actually looking at a trip that might land me near London, so we might have that tea at Harrods, my friend.
There we go.
We just might.
Excellent. Well, I'll look forward to it. You can put it on expenses.
Well, actually, I was hoping Fox News would kind of... Anyway, it's Simon Owen. Okay, the UK ambassador has resigned. Message, never type anything on an email or anything anywhere that you don't want everybody to see. Is that not our message?
Well, the argument goes that if diplomats and ambassadors started following that rule, then governments would be in a seriously impeded position because, you know, this is supposed to be an extremely confidential way for ambassadors and other diplomats to communicate with their home country. And indeed, the chief diplomat here, the foreign secretary, a man called Jeremy Hunt, has said in his defense of the ambassador in recent days, this is the ambassador who was caught criticizing the Trump administration, the foreign secretary here has said that Mike Pompeo will receive equally explosive dispatches as Secretary of State from American ambassadors around the world. That is the nature of the business. And so there's grave concern among senior lawmakers here in London that diplomats are going to feel that they can't speak public, they can't speak candidly anymore in these private dispatches. So actually the general message from the government here is they are backing the ambassador to the hilt. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, has said it's a matter of great regret that he's felt it necessary to announce his resignation today. And they are furious at whoever leaked these confidential memos, and these are the memos in which the ambassador describes the Trump administration as being inept and clumsy and various other adjectives.
Well, and I think certainly some of that goes on all the time, as you say, but the fact that, you know, it got out, when Donald Trump can't talk to anybody without the NSA or somebody else releasing it from the Oval Office, I just don't think a darn thing's safe. So it's pretty difficult to operate, particularly within a government that's got super secret stuff where you're not going to get in trouble for something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much of this particularly is to do with the fact that it was, you know, fairly explosive remarks about the Trump administration, because, I mean, let's be honest, it's not anything we haven't heard in various other press reports in the last couple of years. But I think there's certainly a theory here in London that this was an inside job. Mm. This was somebody looking to undermine this ambassador in particular, because, you know, these diplomatic cables, I say they're supposed to be secret. The famous breach in recent years was when WikiLeaks published hundreds of thousands of these things in one go a few years ago. But generally, they do stay secret, and this is a very limited release. And so it does look as if it is targeted, we assume, against the ambassador in an effort to have him removed. And certainly the Trump administration has been saying, you know, yes, we're very unhappy with this ambassador, but we hope to continue working with whoever his successor might be. Well, that could be what the leaker was hoping for, to have this ambassador ousted for whatever reason and have another diplomat installed instead.
Never a dull moment. Okay, you know the routine. Herod's at 4. We probably have to. When do you get off work? You have to deal with your time. I always say 4, but you might be working at 4. That might not work. We will meet up, my friend.
We can find a time. If you ever make it over here, I promise you, we will find a time.
Yeah, we'll go to Harrods and have tea in their beautiful tea room. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Thanks, Stevie.
Simon Owen, reporter, live in London. All right, Mile of the Pines. Let's go. Finally, it's here. I'm looking at the card here. Jan Seely and Mike Lindemann have joined us.
Good morning.
Looks like I'm starting at 7:40. That's
the elite mail.
Yeah.
It's 7:40 p.m., the elite mail.
It says any age must be able to run sub-5-minute mile. Do you card me for things like that? Do you have to confirm those kind of stats?
We can tell by body type, Steve.
Dang it!
He's out.
I've been fat shamed. Come on,
No. I mean, these guys are...
Or your swag. If you wear some really nice swag, you might...
saying that these elite runners don't look like us.
I mean, I know what they look like, and it'll be fun to see.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sprint.
Yeah.
It is
I helped at the July 4th race, and I was recruiting all the fast people to come, so
great.
I think I got some new
you
ones.
You got some new ones?
Yeah.
So what do you think? We're going to shoot for something on the guy?
Yeah.
I hope for something.
Yeah. Now, there's I know for sure that the second place finisher, Mike Nix, who happens to be, works at Mike's store, he works down at Riggs Beer Company, two of our sponsors, he's planning to be there. So.
And I can get a towel when I come to this thing.
Yeah, I
brought
a
YouTube channel, you can go there and watch it. Isn't that nice?
It's nice and bright, too.
Wow. How cool is that?
I love it. Bigger than me, which doesn't say much.
Very nice. I like that. Quality towel. And can people still get in?
Yep.
Race day?
So online registration is closed, but they can come down to Body and Soul Thursday, okay. Friday, 4 to 7, all day Saturday, 9 to 5:30, okay. Or they can register early here, 4:30 to 5:30 at the Pines.
Okay.
At Sweet G.
At the Pines.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. And things start, of course, at 6 on Sunday, the 14th. Some of our sponsors in our area include the Atkins Group. We appreciate all they've done. Anna Shawpaw will have all kinds of swag for folks. When it comes to food, Papa John's and Einstein Bagels, Casa Del Mar, Riggs, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Meyer all chipping in as far as prizes and food options. So if you're not participating, I think you should just come cheer everybody on.
Well, it'll be a good crowd. It'll be fun. I don't know what the weather. Do we have a...
Weather looks good right now. Warm.
Yeah, that's right.
91 to 71. The temperature
maybe
range
southerly
with a
20% winds.
Chance of showers.
Yeah, southerly winds be great. You're running
fast
north
track.
And it'll be fast.
Yeah, it really is a festive environment.
Anybody can do this. 10 categories, including a stroller and a walking one. Right. So anybody can, and it's helping the CU Schools Foundation. So come on.
And you can even jump in the stroller, Stevie.
I could do that.
We have not.
The rules against heavy people in a stroller.
You're not heavy. Stop that.
I'm too heavy.
This new stroller division, we have not specified what's in the stroller. So it can be a kid, a dog, a cat, your rabbit. Put something in the stroller and come on down.
We'll be surprised how fast the stroller goes. Some of these guys,
will be.
Men and women run pretty fast with those. They go pretty quickly. How fun is this? You guys have done so much good work. We appreciate all your work for 5,280 feet of fun. It's Mile at the Pines. You can register by going to Body and Soul on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come race day and get it done. There's all kinds of fun, free stuff, and just you're helping our schools.
And
so
the food is going to be ridiculous.
Come on.
And thanks to Carl and
Punzo Food.
Thank you, Christy Clinic, for being sponsors. Christy Clinic Illinois Marathon Team helping you, Jan, and Mike out. It's just awesome to see this mile event happening
on Sunday.
Can't
get that Davis kid to run over here, can we?
I think he's still recovering.
What did he run?
He ran sub 4. Yeah, he ran 3:50.
What does that look like?
A blur.
That's amazing, isn't it?
And that was indoor, too. So, and then he had some injuries outdoors. But
stunning. This is just a long stride and a sprint.
Hopefully,
it's John Davis from Oakwood, right?
Right. We'll see him in the Olympics here.
Isn't that something?
Future,
that's world-class kind of numbers, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because of the patriotic feel this time of year, Custom Crane suspending Old Glory, and we also have military finishers getting some top awards, too. Right, Jan?
Yeah, and also we will line both sides of Phila Road with American flags, so it'll be a blast.
Jan Seeley, Mike Lindeman, thank you.
Thank you for all
wonderful
you guys
job.
Have done.
We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Have fun Sunday. We'll be there Sunday night, 6 o'clock. It all starts. Get there early. Stay late. Watch whoever runs a sub-5-minute mile. It won't take long.
Amazing. Phila and Windsor Road, Sunday.
They're going to be down at Curtis and Windsor, and then they go, and then they're going to run under 5 minutes all the way to Windsor and Phila.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Good stuff.
That is unreal. So that's Curtis and Phila is where they start, and then they end at Windsor and Phila. Curtis
Mile
and Phila.
MileAtThePines.com for details.
Wow. Okay. And, of course, these two are the best at racing.
Yes, they are.
No,
they organize so many things. And, of course, the 4th of July and that 5K event went very smoothly, of course, because of their influence.
All right. Quick sports headlines at 8:18.
I can do that for you, Stevie. We've won 7 straight American League over the National League 4-3 yesterday in Cleveland. Cleveland's own Shane Bieber, at the age of 24, a hometown favorite, got MVP, struck out 3, including Wilson Contreras from the Cubs. Cubs will face Pittsburgh at 1:20 on Friday on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox and Oakland A's with a later start at 9:07 on the West Coast. Cardinals hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks with a 7:15 start on Friday as we get back into it. At Wimbledon, Serena moves on into the semifinals. Today, American Sam Querrey faces Rafael Nadal as we wind things down at Wimbledon. John Deere Classic is also trending towards the end of the week out of Silvis, Illinois. Michael Kim, the winner last year. Big Ten Media Days will come up July 18th to 19th. Jeremy Werner will do a live broadcast.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 93, low 67, heat index up into the triple digits. There's a 50% chance of showers late. Partly cloudy with a high 81, low 61 for tomorrow. Sunny on Friday with a high 85. Mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, but warm with a high around 91, down to around 70 in the evening. We're currently at 78 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. Troy Daniels, a really good local guy, retiring today as the Assistant Deputy Chief of Champaign Police Department. We'll talk to him coming up in the next 10 minutes. It's now 8:20 on this Wednesday, July 10th.
From the Fox Business Network, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is testifying today before the House Financial Services Committee, and his prepared remarks indicate the Fed could be ready to lower interest rates. Powell says the economy remains strong, though the business community is reporting concerns about trade, housing, and manufacturing appear to be the weak spots. Powell does say many Fed officials believe a weakening global economy and rising trade tensions have increased the case for looser interest rate policies. The market has priced in the Fed lowering interest rates this month. Iceland Air is removing the Boeing 737 MAX from its schedule through October. U.S. airlines have changed schedules to remove the MAX flights through early October. Iceland Air says it is expected the suspension of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft will last longer than anticipated. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
A registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5 824. They do have a ticker tape in New York City for the men's and women's soccer.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, they're talking about how it's mostly sports heroes kind of lean on that New York City ticker tape parade. In 1998, 77-year-old John Glenn and the rest of the space shuttle Discovery crew were honored.
Wow. Yes, John Glenn went up in a space shuttle, and of course he was first guy in space, first guy in orbit, John Glenn, I think, back in the early 60s, those brave people that test piloted all that stuff before we could get to the Apollo program, all that. But anyway, yeah, it's a celebration. As I've mentioned, though, Megan Rapinoe kind of spoiled it for me because it was too political, and I think she alienated a lot of people. I was rooting for us, but I was kind of indifferent after she got political and said F in White House and all that other stuff. I just think you honor your country that you represent and leave the politics for maybe after. But the other side of that is she'll be a very sought-after speaker right now, and I would not be surprised to see Megan get $100,000 per speech because she's pretty hot stuff right now. And, you know, there'll be people. We have your daughter.
Come on, come over here to the microphone. Gabby is coming in. Gabrielle Anderson has been with the Illinois National Guard. And welcome home, babe.
Thank you.
Well, you were doing what?
Lots of sandbagging.
Can you describe what that was like?
So each sandbag is probably about 50 pounds, and you're, you know, lifting them up from a pile and lifting them on your shoulder and then putting them on
50 pounds on your shoulder.
On the wall, yep, over and over
again. Did you
know
you were that strong?
I'm definitely going to be sore for probably about a month.
And they were really long days.
Yeah, probably like 12 to 15 hours were out there.
Oh, my Lordy. How did you do that physically?
Yeah, I didn't think I could. You just learn to use different parts of your body that you didn't the day before and try to, you know, benefit in other jobs if you're, you know, really having a hard day.
Well, I told your mom, and I know that it interrupted your internship, but what you did helping distraught people will never go away. What you've done, you've rippled, you've touched so many lives, and you've given of your service and your physical and mental and everything. That's going to be something you'll have forever. What you did was a heroic thing.
Absolutely. And the civilians there were so hospitable and always bringing us different, you know, snacks and Gatorades and always having a smile on their face regardless of the situation.
They're probably very appreciative of what you were doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it was definitely a life-changing experience. I had the chance to take part in something that was, I could see, was bettering the town around us, so.
I don't believe I'd arm wrestle you right now.
I don't think I could.
I think you'd hurt me. I think Gabrielle would hurt me.
Exactly.
You look in great shape, but you really, really... And what is it like when you're in a miserable condition with water up to your waist and 50-pound sandbags, and you don't know there's an end? You didn't really know when it was going to end.
Right.
That's harder, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm a very personable person, so I had to really take... you know, I relied heavily on the team around me to build morale around, you know, what was happening. You're just trying to crack jokes throughout the day and, you know, keep a smile on your face and remember that, you know, you're there to protect the people of that community. And, you know, there were stray animals running around, and it was kind of like a, you know, we're all just...
Where is this again? What part of the...
East Cape Girardeau.
East Cape Girardeau.
Yep, in southern Illinois.
Why was Illinois National Guard in East Cape Girardeau, Missouri? Is that
so
Illinois?
Actually, East Cape is the Illinois side, okay, and then across the bridge is the Missouri side.
All right, so you were on the Illinois side doing... Yep. Was there Missouri National Guard on the other side?
I don't believe they got hit very hard at all.
Okay, just the Illinois side.
Yep.
And you don't know, water is so difficult to fight. I mean, it just keeps coming.
Yep.
It's
absolutely
tough. So you have a new perspective on water.
Yeah.
Man. It'll be nice to have you in your own bed tonight.
Woo!
And I'm glad that internship at Kohl's looks like it's going to resume and things like that for your Illinois State University fashion.
When do you finish?
With the
ISU.
ISU. I'm looking at December 2020 now. So.
And you'll be graduating in?
Marketing and fashion merchandising.
And you're probably going to be a general in the Army someday, right?
Maybe you could redesign the uniforms that you're wearing right now.
That seems a little more up.
No, you look good. She got the fatigues on now. If you see her on the YouTube channel broadcasting right now. Well, Gabrielle, way to go. You're a hero.
Thank you so
much. Or a heroine.
Exactly. Welcome home.
Back. Welcome home. Good to see you.
Illinois Army National Guard.
All right. Yay. ESPN 93.5.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch. I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel.
Can anyone help?
It's Barman.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The British ambassador to the U.S., Sir Kim Derrick, has resigned over leaked memos in which he shares a low opinion of the Trump administration.
British Prime Minister Theresa May telling Parliament here that she greatly regrets the ambassador's decision and defending his comments.
Good government depends on public servants being able to give full and frank advice.
There's an inquiry here to find who leaked the confidential memos in which the ambassador called the Trump administration inept and dysfunctional.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. The American League wins Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, beating the National League 4-3. The game in Cleveland, hometown Indians pitcher Shane Bieber is named the game's most valuable player.
Kind of lost all feeling in my body, but it's an incredible feeling now that it's kind of sinking in.
He struck out all three batters he faced in the fifth inning. This is Fox News.
Good morning, I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign's Deputy Police Chief Troy Daniels is retiring today after serving the community and the department since 1994. Prior to becoming Deputy Chief, he served on patrol, investigations, and then was promoted to Lieutenant. A retirement party is being held today at 12:30 p.m. at CPD headquarters. State police said 21-year-old Damica Curry was injured in a crash while heading eastbound on I-72 about a quarter miles east of I-57 near the Duncan Road Bridge when he lost control of his vehicle and left the roadway on the right shoulder, rolling over. 24-year-old Chanel Jackson of Champaign, who admitted she used a stolen credit card, has been sentenced to 2 years probation. Jackson will have to repay nearly $1,900 to the Home Depot on Bloomington Road in Champaign, according to the terms of her negotiated plea agreement. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Ours is square foot installed.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got a warm one today, Stevie. There's a heat advisory with the heat index rising up to 102 today. 93 are high, down to around 67. 40% chance of showers late. We've got a high 82 in the forecast tomorrow, down to 61. 85 the high on Friday with sunshine. Mostly sunny both Saturday and Sunday. Chance of showers at 10%. Up to around 91. We're currently at 80. ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Deputy Chief Troy Daniels retiring from the Champaign Police Department right after Thomas Frost retires Chief Cobb must be beside himself. How are you, Troy?
I am having a great day today, Stevie. How are you guys?
I'm great. Congratulations on 34 years?
34 years combined with the Sheriff's Office and Champaign Police. Thank you. I had a lot of help through the years from a lot of people.
What are you going to do for the next 50? I mean, you're young.
I'm going to start a digital media company, and then I'm going to help Crime Stoppers USA.
Fantastic. You're serious.
Those are the things I'm going to start on.
You're really serious. A digital media company and help, because your passion for Crime Stoppers has been evident for 34 years.
Absolutely, yeah. I know how important that one little bit of information is from the public and how critical it is to solve crimes. And I just want to keep help doing it. And they're great people to work with, and it's a lot of fun, and it's important work. So I'm going to continue doing that, and hopefully the digital media company will also support that in a number of other ways.
Awesome. Well, you've always been kind of an entrepreneurial guy as well, so you have plenty of elbow room to do all you want to do, Troy. That's awesome. How do you deal in Champaign with the snitches get stitches where people don't talk to the police? You need their help.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the difference between a case that's solved and not solved is often just someone coming forward. Now, it's always better when people come forward, give their name, tell us exactly what they saw truthfully. That's always better. There are some people, for a variety of reasons, that feel like they can't come forward. Crime Stoppers is certainly a help that points an arrow in the right direction for us to try to solve the case. It's always better to come forward and tell us who you are, because we may need you to testify. And sometimes testifying is the only way we get a conviction. And we've seen people that have been arrested for heinous crimes, horrible crimes, and they've walked away because the people that were going to testify ended up not having the courage to do so.
Deputy Chief Troy Daniels retiring after 34 years. A little reception at the police department today, 12:30 to 3. Cake. Talk to me about what cake and what else?
Pizza.
Pizza? Okay, then.
All right.
I'm coming for sure. Yeah, come hungry.
Hey, what will you miss?
Oh, I'm going to miss the people. That's the closer I've gotten to retirement, the more it makes me realize just how the people are really the absolute most important. The people I've worked with, the citizens that have supported us, the council members and mayor that supported us, but the officers and the employees on the front line, they're the ones I'm going to miss. We have a department, really a county-wide law enforcement agencies throughout the region. They're just packed full of passionate, talented, professional people. And I have just been so fortunate and blessed and thank God regularly for being able to work with them.
Troy, talk about how things have changed over the years, and especially with the DNA testing and how that's come away in leaps and bounds, I feel like.
Oh, you know, that's really a good point. You know, when I first started, we were handwriting reports. We had no computer database where we could put in a name and get immediate connections. We did not have DNA. We didn't have an APIX system that can analyze local arrestees' fingerprints and palm prints down to, any part of the hand. So when we first started, it may take hours or days to sift through card catalogs or reports to try to make connections. Right now, we can put in a name and we can get every contact we've ever had with that person, all their associates. It's amazing the information that's at our fingertips right now, and that absolutely makes a difference. DNA absolutely makes a difference.
Well, when you were working in the field and less administrative, as you have been for a long time now as deputy chief, how were you able to stay calm? Was that a God-given thing where you just have the ability under stress to remain a thinking detective, a thinking officer?
You know, I think that's one of the things that we hire for. That's one of the things that we look for in people. And the people that don't have that ability will not survive in the job, just because, 99% of the time, it's your ability to communicate with people, and that's going to get you through the day. But there's going to be a small amount of times where it's going to be violent, it's going to be chaotic, it's going to be in the middle of the night, and that's just the reality of it. And so The only way to really survive those well, not just physically, but also legally and administratively, is you've got to stay calm and remain professional. And I can tell you from reviewing body cam footage in the last year and a half, those body cameras have absolutely changed the face of law enforcement, and really for the better.
Yeah.
Because it helps with the truth. And I can tell you from reviewing those body camera footages of really now hundreds of uses of force in the city of Champaign, the officers are professional, empathetic, compassionate, and they are really doing a remarkable job staying calm under immense pressure and often at really significant risk to themselves.
I mean, we see stories like Tempe, Arizona, where somebody's offended that there's police officers getting coffee. It made me sick. Are we gaining on the respect side of things, or is that just where we're living right now?
You know, I think it's where we're living right now. Certainly, there are times that officers make mistakes. That is just going to happen. They're human. But often it's a gray area for people who are not trained and don't understand how quickly you can die and how quickly you can be injured. Because if someone launches an attack on you literally less than a second, there can be significant harm to a police officer. So, you know, what happens with most of these situations is we know how the story ends, because it's the end of the story. But the officers that are showing up there, they don't know how this story is going to end. They don't know who they're dealing with.
Yeah.
And so when they approach it, they're just not sure. And often when someone gets hurt dealing with the police, there's two common denominators. One, it's someone who's committing a crime. And the second thing is they are not doing what they're told. When that's just a recipe for disaster. If you're committing a crime and you're not following the lawful orders of the police, there's the potential there's going to be a mistake. And there's certainly, if you're not doing what you're told, there's certainly the chance that there's going to be force used against you.
Well, again, 999 out of 1,000 would be fine if you just listen, right? I mean, just listen.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It just
99.99999,
right. No, absolutely, yeah. Right. Deputy Chief Troy Daniel, Champaign Police, retirement today. Well, I'm coming by. I want to say congratulations in person, so I'll be there this afternoon.
I am looking forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for doing so.
Appreciate all your service to our Champaign, the town of Champaign, the community, at work as a sheriff's deputy. You've been a real good one. We're going to miss you. I know Chief Cobb, seriously, is a little concerned because, man, you're a resource. You know where everything is, man. I don't know what he's going to
do. I'm still going to be that resource, though. I told the guys if they have any questions, they can call me. But literally, it'll be like pulling a finger out of a bucket of water. I know the next command officers and the next generation, and they are more than prepared, and everything's going to be fine. 3 months from now, they're not even going to remember my name.
No, that's not true. No. No. You've made a great impact. You've done a great job, Troy. I'll see you a little later. Congratulations. A big day today.
Thank you.
You bet.
34 years for Troy Daniels.
Yep. Graduate of Centennial High School, a sheriff's deputy, moved to the Champaign Police in the early 90s. When I asked him, how do you stay calm, there was a moment that left an impact on me. Janet and I were going jogging out near the Mettler Center. And here's Troy with 5 or 10 people about to bust in a door. I mean, it must have been a drug bust or something. And he looked over and said, "Hey, Steve. Hey, Janet."
Okay.
I'd have been, "Let me see your hands." He was just calm. And I said, "I can't believe he's, hey, Steve. Hey,
that
Janet."
That comes down to the training.
Man, though. No. I was about to kick in a door.
Mm-hmm.
I would have had my adrenaline. Cut my knife.
Exactly.
It's just how he was able to operate. And has been a terrific deputy chief. I know Anthony Cobb says so. Says, but he's available on cell. Next to the drink on the beach chair in Puerto Rico.
Exactly.
Got to take a little break. 844, we'll check your sports headlines next.
It's summer buckets of fun at Addie's. Buckets of what?
ESPN 93.5, the All-Star
All-Star game is history.
The American League, a 4-3 win over the National League in the All-Star game in Cleveland last night. The AL scoring once in the bottom of the second, once in the bottom of the fifth. And after the NL cut the lead in half in the top of the sixth, two more runs for the AL, and they held off two from the National League in the top of the eighth, 4-3 the final. The winner is Tanaka of the Yankees, and the save goes to Aroldis Chapman. Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians, the MVP, he becomes the 15th pitcher to strike out the side in an All-Star game appearance. Paul DeJong played shortstop. He was part of turning two double plays and also drew a walk. Before the game, DeJong on the Cardinals, 44-44, just two games out of the National League Central.
Got to get hot and also win games in the division. That's where you can get some leads. So for us, it's about trying to win series, win two out of three, win three out of four, things like that. And if we keep doing that for the rest of the second half, I think we'll be in a good spot.
Cardinals off until Friday. I'm Chris Raby on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
And some highlights from Wimbledon include Serena Williams making it into the semifinals. This is a dozen times for her. Sam Querrey is an American that's facing Rafael Nadal later today. Big Ten Media Days for us is coming up. That's July 18th and 19th from Chicago with Jeremy Werner's show live. And Illini Inn is in on that, along with U of I Meat Sales Room and Illinois National Bank and the Urbana Park District, who, by the way, is bringing on Neighborhood Nights. It's Ambucks Park for your free popcorn and lemonade as we enjoy the music from the DR Dixie Band.
That'll be good. Mm-hmm. Tonight, where?
6:30 to 8. It's at Ambucks Park off University over by the MTD Barn.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, way over there.
Yep.
Woodland. Isn't that the... I used to play softball out there.
Yeah. And they have the water treatment.
Yeah, I remember the water treatment.
Exactly.
I smell
Mike
that.
Calls it Stinky Park.
Well, I used to smell that.
I think it's better now.
Left field. Okay, 8:49. We'll check your weather next.
I love, love, love the Game Day Spirit Store. I can always find what I want, and the clothes are excellent quality. These clothes actually last compared to the ones that I've bought at the mall in the past that are now worn for yard work or painting, because that's all they're good for at this point. Also, Game Day Spirit has some of the softest shirts I own.
If you haven't been to Game Day Spirit yet, you don't know what you are missing. Stop in to either location, 6th and Green or Neil and Kirby, or shop online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or dream home, Busey can help make it a reality. We'll provide the answers and support you need to make your dream of home ownership come true. With a variety of loan programs, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's best for you. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
For the last 45 years, the Urbana Sweetcorn Festival has been our community's can't-miss event of the summer. Mark your calendars for August 23rd and 24th to celebrate local food, entertainment, and locally grown hot and buttery sweetcorn in the heart of downtown Urbana. Our Sweetcorn Festival embraces the celebration of local business, arts, entertainment, food, and drink. If you'd like to attend, all you have to do is show up. The Sweetcorn Festival is family-friendly and free to enter. And if you'd like to be a part of the festival, we have many volunteer and vending opportunities. For more information, please visit UrbanaSweetcornFestival.com.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got some sunshine today, then more clouds, and a 40% chance of showers late. And because of the chance of showers coming in, we know what the humidity does, and the heat advisory is in effect between 11 and 5, meaning the heat index could be up to 102. 92 our high, 67 our low tonight. 82 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to around 61. Sunshine as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 85 and mostly sunny over the weekend as we get up towards 91. We're currently at 82, ESPN 93.5.
Our offer this morning versus Scotty's Brewhouse. We got kind of inundated with Scotty's
Brewhouse. Yeah, we did.
A lot of people wanted to go there for free.
It's fabulous.
So we'll take care of that and you just keep listening for this kind of new deal where you spend my money and keep the stuff and give me a little feedback. That's all there is to it. Okay, so really warm today, that heat index. We played golf Saturday, and I bet the heat index was 100-plus Saturday. It was really hot.
That's right.
And good to see your daughter, Gabrielle, back.
Yes, thank you.
Illinois National Guard.
Army, doing hard work.
So the National Guard is part of the Army?
Mm-hmm.
So Illinois National Guard is part of the Army?
That's right.
But, yeah, she 50-pound sandbags all day long. Mm-hmm. I don't know physically. I couldn't have done it. I mean, that's a lot.
She talked with us about the 12 to 15-hour days, the thigh-high water they were wading through to help this community. But she sent a plate on the 4th of July of the fixins that the citizens had provided for their 4th of July meal. And it included a crawfish, which she's born in Lafayette, Louisiana.
She knew a little about crawfish.
Exactly.
So I'm sure the food was good, but you'd burn it off. I mean, you're working that hard all day. I carry a 30-pound bag of dog food and feel it.
You
so,
should see those muscles.
No, I wouldn't mess with her at all.
Exactly.
No chance. All right, Jeremy Warner Show on the road next week, Thursday, Friday, Big Ten Media, about football. We're 23 days from Illinois starting their practices. They'll be out there August 2nd, and there are a lot of questions, but Jeremy's going to be all over it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have everybody you want to hear on the radio and live next week. And looking forward to learning about my Illini and who the quarterback might be. And how this team's going to do, because I think people are kind of tapping their fingers in the year four. There are people thinking we ought to get to 5 or 6 wins, which obviously would really, really be good. But boy, I'm got to get those first 3 out of the gate. Anyway, more with Jeremy next. That's the Jeremy Warner Show. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy your day.
We will meet on Thursday. That's tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Watch out for the heat today if you do have to be outside much. And we'll keep our eyes on the storms kind of moving through Kansas right now with a little red there. All right. Jeremy Warner program next. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country.